I'm going to try to finish off at least the Rambam. The Rambam and the Sheresh. A few interesting points, and we'll try to see if we can do it all. The Rambam says, the Mavuhu, Kimash HaKohen Lokeach, Mashiyesh Lo Lokachas, וחלק מחלקי המצווה. וכן גם רשס הגז, כלל המצווה הוא שנוציא רשס הגז וניטא ונסנו לקוי. וכן שנוציא מייסרי שם נסנו ללוי. The question over here, and this is going to be, this is probably the most important question that I'm planning to talk about, and probably define what's going on in the show. It's, what is Mother V'chein? He says, Mi kima sha'kein lokeach ma sheyesh la lokachas hu chelik mechelki ha-mitzvah, right? That's the mitzvah called Teres Ha'ula, okay? And he says, V'chein Gam reishis hagez. Klal ha-mitzvah hu shenoitzi reishis hagez nosnu l'koyin. V'chein noitzi ma'isa rishon v'nosnu l'koyin. There is no teras. What does he want with v'chein? What's the
v'chein?
Is there a v'chein for ma'isa? Okay, so you have a problem. The problem is your tirgum, not mine.
Yeah, I don't understand.
No, I don't think that's the case, and I'll see. No. Just one. Okay, I got you. One second. Yeah. V'kach gum. In kapach, it's v'kach gum. That's probably v'chad in the Arabic over here. That's v'chadloch. That seems to be the case, and I'm sure. What does he do in v'chein? That's the Chaim Heller. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this, you have to understand. If we get to the bottom of this, I think we'll understand what's going on here. And if we don't get to the bottom of this, we don't know nothing. Okay. Okay. So l'chayra, we don't know what's going on, because in chelke from oilo, it's a b'yechas ha'maisa. It is no b'yechas ha'maisa. So we don't know what we're talking about. Because over here l'chayra, there's no teiris reish tagez and a maisa rishon. All the mitzvah is nesina, koloshin v'ninakotze. All the mitzvah is afrosha, which is all the mitzvah is lahafush l'seis reish hagez, which might be. We'll see the different lashonis in how safe a mitzvah go, but not doing anything.
Anytime there are two parts to
the
mitzvah, you can't talk about
Torah. I don't know. That's what it is. He doesn't say it's a din. Or it's a teiras or something, or maisa. A chesed, I don't know, maybe it is. But what's the, you see, the Ram starts off that where there's a hurrah on the general hurrah, and the various chalokim, the general hurrah becomes the mitzvah, and the chalokim are not the mitzvah, okay? Here there's no general hurrah in Reish Tagez, and there's no general hurrah. In other words, in Eilah, there's general hurrah. Zeis Teres Oil or something like that, correct? And so the question is, what's the point here in the Sheresh? The point here in the Sheresh is to tell you something of the general law, or the point of the Sheresh is to tell you what the chalokim of something might be, even though there's no general law. In other words, if you look at the chalokim in both of them and forget about the general law, then l'chayu di'av v'chein. But if the general hurrah is an important thing over here, there's no v'chein. That l'cheira is the point. And it's a very important point, because you missed this point. I think you missed the point. Okay? And that's what I want to talk about now. Because this, see, until this point, until it's v'chein, you have no clue of what's going on in the Sheirish. But I think now you're going to have it. Because after we finish with this, you know, if we're successful, we have the answer. If not, we just blew the whole Sheirish. Because that's what it is. Okay? Correct? Okay. But you see, it took a while to get to this point, because until we developed everything in Taylor's and this and that, and you know, the Hugo and the Gosh and everything, you know, you have no idea. But once everything in light of everything developed and you have this Vachain, things become very, very interesting. Okay? That is the point. Okay? You see, I think what would help us, is something here towards the end of the Sheirish. We also have Teres HaMincha, right? As the Sheirish continues, he talks later about Teres HaMincha. Get another chair, I guess. Ask them for a chair. Or take a chair from the kitchen. You see later on, towards the end of the Sheirish, he says, he talks about Teresh and Mintra. V'chol Eila ve'Eila, V'ha'gosha, v'ha'kmitza, v'ha'ktoro, kach omru b'chalitza v'cholzul na'aloi v'yorka b'fonov v'yonza v'yomro. That's the lashon of pasuk in the Torah, correct? U'kishem shemitz chalitza achas v'ein onu moinin chalitza u'kika. U'kika is not a separate mitzvah. And chalitza and kriya, the kivin shekolusum hu maase chalitza, vihi mitzvah achas kach gam ein limnois, viotzakto leho shemen, visamto leho levino, bamelech timloch, vehenif, vehegish, vekomatz, vehiktir, vecholze loya. Okay, good to say that. So again, he's comparing the teres hamincha to what we would call the seder chalitza. And they say the chalitza, there's no general mitzvah. There's no bir eichas ha-maisa, right? Correct? In other words, he does the same thing twice. And if you want to make sure when lightning strikes twice, you see, the same thing that he did in the v'chein that he equated reishis ha-gez and maisa rishon to the teres ha-oila, correct? He equates the Seida Mincha and Chalitza. Correct?
Why is Chalitza not a Teres?
So because where's the general, what's the mitzvah? In other words, here it says Zeis Teres Oila or something like that.
You need a posik like that, you need a
posik. I don't know, that's what he's talking about. Let's start again. Hakasherish Hashnei Masa. Shein Roy Limna is Chelke Asiyah Misiyamish is Zavin Lasoisa. Okay. Notice at the beginning of the Sheirish doesn't talk anything about the klal. Okay. Shein roi limno is chelke asiya shenitzavin laseisa kol chelik b'fnei atzmo. He formulates the Sheirish in more in the negative. Right? He doesn't say what you should do. He says what you shouldn't do. He doesn't say that the klalus is the mitzvah. He says that the chelkim and the chalokim and that mitzvah v'nei atzma, correct? Then he starts. Yedu'ish yesh. And I told you that the proper Arabic translation is not shenit stavinu, is shereinu la'asa is ma'isim mesurim v'akach oisek ha'kosim b'beir eichos ha'ma'isa u'mufo'ish Hashem shehizke v'yoymer mahu kolo. Hare ein ro'i limno is called sivu shebo versus sivu. And then he talks. There he's talking about b'beir eichos ha'ma'isa, correct? Okay. And he says the b'beir eichos ha'ma'isa is not the mitzvah, but the kloli, but the hiro is the mitzvah, correct? Okay. So the question is this what the sherish is talking about? So I challenge that, okay? First of all, the loshin of the sherish itself doesn't say that. Doesn't mention anything about the klal, okay? He does use this when he talks about teres achatas, teres ha'ilo, and teres ha'oshom, and teres ha'shlomim. And probably means it in Teres HaMincha. But on the other hand, he compares Reish Sagez and Maisa Rishon to the Oho Olo. And he compares the whole Teres HaMincha to the Seder Chalitza. And the Seder Chalitza is also no Hora or Klolis. Correct? Okay. So I would tell you, okay, that's clear, correct? So I would tell you the following. If you remember, when we started the Sheirush, we had a whole discussion. We had a whole discussion about what it means to be mitzvah saseh. Okay? Shh! What it means to be a mitzvah saseh. The Hainu, we mentioned in Sherish Ches that a mitzvah is a tzivui, and the Rama's discussion of Kilo of Arabic scholars talking about what the word commandment means linguistically in the Arabic language and what it means in language in general, and Kilo that should be kevei and what tayag mitzvahs are. It's not a shunadik thing, okay? But whatever it is, mitzvahs are tzivuim, okay? And then we pointed out that in Sherish Tes, the Ram clearly says the whole reason why Lavshe B'Kolos, why Al Tichri Menu No Mavusha Mavusha Bamoyim are not two Lavim, because the word Lo is only mentioned once. And you can't extrapolate and make two separate Lavim, even though two separate Inyonim, from the fact that you should extrapolate it, but it's not mefulish. That lechir is what comes out in the end of the Sherish Tashi. And that's why Noam Mavusho is one lav minyan mitzvahs. Okay? So I asked you, is the same klal in mitzvah also? And I asked you, lechir, we see it's not. Because Tazoiv is mentioned once in the Torah by Lechet Shikrupeya, and the Rambam in Kufchav, Kufchav Al, Kufchav Beis, Kufchav Gimel, around those mitzvahs, counts as separate mitzvahs. So I say, maybe that's not raya. So I told you, because the Ram quotes over there as a raya, that it's a separate mitzvah, from the fact that it's lav nitalaseh, and maybe the Matiki Hashmur, the Makabim, the Pirushim Makubo, is ki'ilu, you should read it as if it says tazim this, tazim that, the same way the Ram does with the Pirushim Makubo, Leisuch Alecho B'Sharecho, Mais Degoncho Tchosh V'Yitzarecho, and since the Makabim say you get separate Malkus on each one, it's Kilo Tzarai, and the Torah said to read it, Lo this, Lo that, and Kilo Tzmafush, because that was the Meseris HaTerah, that that's where you read the Torah, because Kilo it's written there, and that's where you get Malkus, and Malkus and the Mitzko the same way. The same way it was said in Mitzvah Seh. So maybe Mitzvah Seh are the same, as Mitzvah Loisa saying you need it to be Mefurish, okay? So I asked you, which I don't have an answer to, really, but it could be that I'm just using an example, The Rambam at the beginning of Sheresh Yud Aleph said that had Yad not had a klal that ki'ilu, that a maisa mitzvah, which consists of many halokim, which is not this thing over here. We're talking, for example, a maisa of Netilas Lulav, consists of Netilas Lulav, Netilas Eser, Netilas Alovus, Netilas Hadassim, correct? And the maisa you can do b'zeh hazeh. Okay. So the Rambam says maybe it should be four mitzvahs. So Esh, how can it be four mitzvahs? It only says the word lekicha once in the Torah. So the question is, the Rambam serious about it? It's only an example. If the Rambam serious about it, so then it means you can extrapolate mitzvahs even though it's not mafush. That was the problem we had. So I thought the Rambam maybe is not serious about it. Okay. So now what's happening over here? So I asked you, it says, see, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, when he talks in each mitzvah, he's very careful, saying Nitztavino, okay? And he even says Nitztavino by Ullah, even though over here, he's careful when he talks about the Ullah, he says in the Arabic, it's not a Tzivui, but it's Ullah, okay? So what's going on? So I'll be frank with you. I think the bottom line is that really, that's what I'm just wondering about. I don't know if the Hurrah is really relevant at all. Okay? You see, why do you say, for example, the Chalitza is one Maisa, is one Mitzvah? Because you say it's in Yerechot, you want to be Mata the Isha, and you need all these various things. Even though there are five different Sivuyim. Oh, how many Sivuyim are there? At least three different Sivuyim. Sivu Chalitza, Sivu Kiko, and Sivu Kriya. Okay? We make it into one mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? What's the Sivuy? There's no Sivu before Shetel B'chlau. But the Ram learned that if the Chalokim have a Sivuy, that itself is, and each of the Chalokim is not a separate union. In Yonei Atera, so the mitzvah is the Chalokim and it's conglomerate. Okay? So, I assume then that since the Reishis Hagez has two Chalokim and the Afroshis Mais has two Chalokim, but each one, Kiilu, was a Tzivui. So you could have had an option if you're moinah chalokim, you were moinah two separate mitzvahs. So the answer is no, we're moinah is one mitzvah. But we extrapolate, you see, there's a difference between making, here you have mufush and sivuyim, but too many. So you can extrapolate and make it into one big sivuy. But you can't make one sivuy into many sivuyim. For example, there's a law in the Torah, you can't say the law he says many times when it only says once, even though it's mean to say law on this and law on that and law on that, unless there's a Pirush HaMakubal. But if you have many Tzivuyim, you can make that those many Tzivuyim into one big Tzivuy, even though there's no Mitzvah Klelis. So the only question we have to ask yourself, okay, is why do we need the whole discussion of mitzvah kolelis b'chlau? Because even if it wouldn't have been there, you would have come to the same conclusion. Because the various halakhah, unless you're going to tell me that the mitzvah kolelis is ki'ilu like, telling you, you know, don't make the mistake and think they're separate in yonim, that Shulchan and all these things are separate in Yonim. You see, when you talk about Chalitza, you know from the Pasuk that it's one Inyan. When you talk about Reish Hagez, I think you know from the Pasuk that it's one Inyan. But maybe you wouldn't have known that it's one Inyan and the Torah not had the Horah Kolelis. But the Horah Kolelis is L'mayim L'mayim, the Minyan HaMitzvahs, only to cap it and to tell you that you shouldn't make the mistake and think it's coming Yonei Atera. But all the Chalokim, when you have all the Chalokim, the conglomerate become a mitzvah. And that's not a problem. The problem is the opposite. To take one low and to say it applies many times, or to make one tazim and say it applies many times, unless you have a pirush makubal. But to make many, many mitzvahs, which are really one inyan, into one mitzvah, that's not a problem. And that's what the Sherich is talking about. That's why it's a v'chein. Because it's not telling you, it's not kilu a gilui, that the mitzvah klolus is kilu a tzivui, even though it was only a hegah. That's not the issue here, b'chal, because you don't need that. The issue is, you can extrapolate and put all these halakim together to make them a mitzvah. And that's what the Sherich is talking about. That's why the Ram only says, when he says the klal, and what the Sherich is, the Sherich is based, she'ein roi limnois chelke asiyah musuyemis, she'it stavinu la'asayisa, kol chelik b'fnei atzmoy. And that's the whole discussion. And shalom l'Yisrael. Okay? And I think it's so poshut that I don't think you say any other way. Because the Ram twice has equated chalitza with menachos, and has equated reish hagez and reish hagez and ma'aser rishon with the ohol and shalom Yisrael, and that's yisrael in the sherish. But you see one thing: you could not get to this point, and cannot appreciate this point, unless did all the work before. Because I come and start talking now. I mean, you just walk in, you have no clue of just what happened over here. But this is like weeks of work. To try to, you get what I'm saying now? Now, you know, now all the work that we did when we started from Sherish and Beis gels together and everything comes together. And the more times you hear, I think the more times you appreciate it. That's all. Beseda, that was my point. That's my first point tonight. But you see, here it's like, you know, it's like unless you break your head. You see, if you weren't sensitive, I just want to tell you what happened over here. If you weren't sensitive to this, and you didn't pick out the v'chein, or you had a translation which is not, you know, which was not good, you didn't see this, and you didn't see the relationship between chalitza and Teres HaMincha, see, the problem is again, when you started reading the Sherish, and especially if I told you the word is Hecha, you thought the question is, can you make a Hecha into the Torah, into a Tzivui, and how do you go about doing it? Okay? But that's not the issue. Okay? Then, I'll tell you something. You see, it takes care of another problem. I asked the question, remember at the beginning, I said, Rabbeinu Shalom, how does the Rambam take when the first example he has in the Mitzvah Kolelis, he has V'yosali Mikdash, okay? Correct? So I asked, how does he take that? Because really, what we're trying to do is to make the Hurrah Kolelis into a Tzivui. And it's only a Hurrah. Rabbeinu Shalom, V'yosali Mikdash, a Tzivui. So the answer is not to the issue b'chlal. That's irrelevant. The hero, all this is, everything is irrelevant, okay? The question is, are the halakim, all the hero or the tzivi is just telling you shouldn't look at it as separate in Yoni HaTeira. But once you have one in Yoni HaTeira with many halakim of the Maisa, so it's one mitzvah and Shalom HaYisrael. And that's all that's going on here in the Sherish. That's all, it's enough, but that's what's going on. That's the issue. And that's why the Rambam is very careful about the Sherish, that he says it in the negative sense. Because that's all it is. You don't count the Halakim as a separate mitzvah. But the Halakim gel together to become one mitzvah. All the different Sivuim. Okay? That's, I think that, you know, if I just walked out and we closed the Sfarim, you know, this is a contribution. Because now, you know, the more you were here, the more you appreciate this now, correct? Okay, now let's go on. Okay, Beseda? But you see, the first time I would have come in on the first shiur and said the shtickle, He looked like coming out from, you know, what the guy talking about. Because you can't appreciate it until you see the various problems in the text and you see what happened. But now it's mamish beautiful. That's exactly what he's saying. I can't say if I wasn't the editor, I might have written it differently or something like that. You know, that's not, but I'm not editing the Rambam. But, you know, but that's what he's saying, I think. Okay, now, next. Now, then he says, in continuing, "B'kvar tov b'zeh, achimonu esim v'al bo'o." Do you see that? "Tov b'zeh achimonu esim v'al bo'o matonis kuhuna v'al bo'o v'esrim mitzvos. Ach achimonu k'sas ha-mitzvos sh'isim ha-matonis chelik mehem. Ke'ein ma she'b'alnu So, L'chayr is saying something more over here. Because the same type of thing. Because those cases, he says, Kamo Oho Oila V'chazei v'shoik b'shlomim, right? So there, the chelik, not only chelik from a ma'isa, but there's a raw kolelis, right? But not every one of the chav dalid is like that. We don't know that, correct? So when he puts all the chav dalid in one category, so it's the same thing again, that everything which the chelik is all the halakim gel together to become one mitzvah, and not separate mitzvahs. It happens to be, in some cases, there are halakha kolelis, in some cases they're not, but that's irrelevant. He happens to mention that case, but that's really irrelevant, because L'chori is talking about all chavdalad. Correct? It's the same type of thing again. Now, let's go back, okay? Now I want to take, you know, just that, I think that's the main, before, you know, let's just, that's the main point, okay? Now, when he says over here, Umuvuahu, ki ma shakoin lokeach, ma sheesh lo lokachas, who chelik michelke a mitzvah, kmo sheiskalnu bi'or ha'olah. Ma she'akoyin lokeach. So, what does he mean over here? Because, and then when he says, v'chein, gam b'reish ha'gez, kol ha'mitzvah hu she'noitzi, Reisha Gez v'nasnu l'kayin. V'chein sh'noitzi ma'isa risha v'nasnu l'levi. When he talks about Oha Oila, he talks about l'kichas, ho'o alide ha'kayin. And when he talks about Reisha Gez, he talks about nesina of kilu the bailim to the kayin. And in ma'isa risha, he talks about nesina of the bailim to a kayin, right? Not l'kicha of the kayin. So l'cheira, even though it's a v'chein, l'cheira, the z'chia is choluk. L'gabi o'ola, it's a l'kicha, and l'gabi reish ha'gez, and ma'isa reish is nesina. L'cheira, the time is l'chposhet. Because the Schi and Eris HaOilah is Mishulchan Gavoya. And it's no Nesina. And it's no Tevis HaNoah. What?
How do you know it's Mishulchan Gavoya?
So how do they take it? Who gives it? Who's giving it to them? How do they get it? Okay, Adrabba, come the chir pashtis, pash. That's what it is, because the bial and gizah bakrova. Okay. Yeah, but you were telling me the question. That's what we were worrying: is the chulin gemurim and talking what happens to dini mominus, and who's the bial dini mominus? Forget we know you find anywhere in the gemara that the bial comes to chayin beis hamikdash and gives out the thing. It's nischal glanchi mishmo, correct? So and every nischal glanchi mishmo is always mishchon gavoy. There's a chiluk glanchi mishmo with nothing. For example, b'chor, you can give the b'chor to the kohen before the akrova, and when the kohen takes it after the akrova, l'chol does the mishchon gavoy. I always thought everything is a schalik to the mishmo doesn't mean the din for mishchon gavoy. If you have other guys differently, other rabbis. That's what I thought, Parshat. That's why the Ram is medaktik and he says lakicha. Okay? Because there's no nesina, there's no bailim. How it happens and who the bailim is, that's a very important question. You have to get to the bottom. Who is the bailim of this all? Because it's nasachulin and itaku was a bailis prati. And who is the bailim and how it happens? We have to know what happens. But the maisa is, if it's nischal glanche mishmo, and the bayam doesn't come into mikdash with a tevas anor and say, I want to give it to this kohen and not that kohen, l'chayr it's not a nesina. Although tevas anor is medidini nesina. And tevas anor, I have the right to decide. The question, tevas anor moment or not moment is a different question, okay? But if tevas anor means that I have the right to decide who gets it, and I'm a bailim in order to whether there's a dini mamonis in that or not, that's a different issue. Whether tevis no mamon or not. But here, look, there's no tevis at all. The bailim, we never find. The bailim is right to come to me and say, I want Harry, my friend, with Makiri Kuna to get the Oho Oila. There's no such din. That's why the din is lakicha. Okay? Is that clear? I just don't. You see, let me tell you like this. Let me ask you a different question, okay? In Reish Hagez, okay, I'm supposed to give it to the Kohen, right? So the Kohen says, I don't want it, okay? So the Bible's not Mekayim any Nesina. I think, in fact, I'm not mistaken, Avodrom says the reason why you don't make Broch on Nesina is that the Kohen might not take it. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's Avodrom. Yeah, okay, good. Okay, Beseda. I'm not, you know, okay, but I'm not, that's not my interest now. Okay, that's an opportunity. He talks, he mentions there also that. That's correct. Okay. What happens in all holy mikdash? The mit that there's doch the chet that sivui, that what? That the coin, the coin, the mitzvah is the coin is taka to take it from chalk. He has to take it, taka. He can misarif. And if he's misarif, it's not mekayin lechur. The mitzvah is the chaluka to yantzi mishmo. I don't know what the. I'm just not sure what the interplay is over here. But lechur, it's nothing to do. Nothing to do with the bialim, correct? And I don't know, but I'm not interested in the bracha over here. But I'm just lechur. The mitzvah is chaluka, okay? And that's what happens. And the look and the Ram's lekichas kohen. It seems that the kohen, if he gets his chelik, he has to take it. Chesed. I just wondering what exactly happens. He can't be misarev. But it was what? It just but it's called. All I want to point this before. It's called betzim yisaydinoi in reish sages in a ma'aser rishon. The mitzvah and the bialim is nesina. There's no mitzvah on the kohen for lekicha. Okay. In Oho Oilo, the Ram seems to say that the Oho Oilo, or that the coin, the mitzvah is on the coin for the kicha.
So if one coin doesn't want to take it, so he's not
the coin,
but the other one can take it. He doesn't have to take it.
Yeah, but I don't know what happens. You know, you're correct. I just don't know what happens with the din from I don't know if one coin can give what happens in the din imamunis of the chaluk of Mamon Gavoya, okay? With the chaluk of Mishmoros. I understand that something's going to happen, but I don't know what the Seder is, what happens when the Kohen says, I don't want it. So what happens next? But I don't think it's makif in the mitzvah. I think I just.
Or the other coin, just take more.
I'm not. I understand you're going to come and give an eitzah. But what happens? I'd like to see it more foolish, and I don't know what the din is, but it's very clear to me that the mitzvah goes on. Okay? So that's very clear. Okay? And L'cheira, for example, I tell you something else. In the Sinas Matonois of Reish Sagez, of Maaseh Rishon, when the Kohen gets it, there's some, the Kohen is a Kinyan. I don't know, the Kseis talks about with cotton, how it happens, with Das Macheres, and whatever it is, but the Kohen becomes his Momen, and it wasn't his Momen before, correct? And the Kohen is some type of Kinyan. Either could be Das Macheres Machne or something, Kseis going, we have to know what it is, okay? What happens in Ohoila? He takes it, he has to make a kinyan in it, or it's the kinyan zachmela from the Shulchan Gavoya, becomes his. He zeche in it, with a zechia. He has to do a kinyan in it.
Why
not? No, it could be that's good for the zechiluk, because it's before, you see, it's the moment I shave it. It's the moment I shave it with the. Without a Tevis Hanov Bailim, with a Seder for Mishmoris and Chalukah, it could be, it becomes Momon, his Momon Memela with the Chalukah's Mishmoris, even without Akinyan. I don't know what happens.
If Kohen doesn't show up for Mishmoris, he's telling me he's sick.
Okay.
Does he get his Chalukah?
I don't know. That, to me, that's irrelevant. The question is how they make the girl. Either they'll put him in or they won't put him in. If he's in the girl, he gets it. He's not there, he doesn't get it, okay? That's clear to me, okay? But the question is, what is the lakicha? Lakicha is, what is he supposed to do? Because it means it's a kinyan in it. He's supposed to make a kinyan, and that's what he does, is to convert the momen of Shevet Kuhuna, of the Anshe Mishmo, into his private momen, and it becomes his momen. And it's be after it's the moment of Kaish Boy Seisha, and before that it wasn't. I just want to know, what is the mitzvah? Okay? But it's very clear the Rambam's careful of the one is the Kicha and the other one's the Sina. Okay? Now, next point over here, okay? Lo yitzur, the Ram says, there will be chilik on me, and you'll be moina chalokim, and be chilik on the etzim yisrael of the sheirish, then reishis hagez will be two mitzvahs. Chaitzos hagez, and the sina. And there will be two mitzvahs in Maaseh Rishon, Haitzoah, Hafrosha from the Maaseh Rishon, and the Sina Levi. No? Okay. But L'chera, there's a difference between Maaseh Rishon and Reish Hagez, because Maaseh Rishon before Hafrosha is the Chtevo, and it's Machos Asuas, and Hafrosha the Chamate. But Reish Hagez, there's no Shem Tevo. There's no Issa Kodim Afrosha, but let's say, imagine the Chiv Afrosha. Okay? In Maaseh Rishon, if it's never the Maaseh Rishon after Afrosha, it's finished. You know, that's it. That's that. There's, he has no problem. He did his business. You know, it's lost. That's it. There's no Achrayis in Maaseh Rishon after Afrosha. In Reish Hagez, it's a Chiv Achayis. In Maaseh Rishon, or even in Truma, I can't be mafresh the whole thing. If he says, call Kri, Truma Gdela, it's not nothing. In Reish Hagez, he can say the whole Gez is Reish Hagez. Also ich steht in Rambam. Per Gyud Mehuchas Bikurum Halacha Ches. Amafu Shreish Sages, or both Dinim. Vi Ovad Chai Bachu Yuson, Ad Shiitem Lekoyim. Hoi me ko gizoysai reishis Dvorov Kayomim. Or dos is dos. So you would have said, a priori, maybe he's not washing Reish Sages. The mitzvah from the scene of the Kohen. And until he gives it, he didn't do anything. But then, if you do that, then the word, Dvorov, the words Dvorov Kayomim don't really mean that much. What do you mean Dvorov Kayomim? Is there Hafrosha? The Ram seems to say over here there is Hafrosha. You see, you could have said that this that I tell you, the Reish Hagiz, there's no afrosh, it's just in the Sina. I found this in Chazon Ish, in Bechor Simen Yud Zayin, Sif Cotton Beis, Bahagor, and in Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Ches, Ois Ches, Venuli, Lefi Mai De Paskinon, De Oim Akol Gizai, Reishis Dvov Kayomim Hainu Im Nosan L'Koyin Kai Kima Mitzvah Abavad The Kol Zman Shal Nosan L'Koyin Yochol Achzabot The Loi Shaykh Halois Kriya Shem Kivin De Huchun For Loi Shaykh Amiru La Gavoya Ki Huchun V'gam Loi Shaykh Nede Kamo Tztoka Machmas Beficha Zut Tztoka The Kan Ein Tzrach Mitzvah Klau Yoyis Vima Shekotz V'chazal V'ein Shum Kedusha Bezeh כמו תרומה, הוא קדאים, הוא בוועדה, אין עדי בכלום. כן נהיו בו, בסייט השמיים. Don't have nothing. והשיר, ואפילו שיר מיקסס, מקום מקום מה שהפריש, יש עם מה שקוצב, על פי חזר, יוכל לאחזור, ואין צורך לשאלה. כי אין בזה קדושה, ולא ינדע מצווה, ויוכל לאחזור, מדיבור, כן נהיו בו פושט. וכן רב כרגע, you look Rabbi Kvega is goes like that also. In the Gilyon of Rambam, Hilchos Bikurim Perigyud Halacha Ches. But, you know, it's all very nice, but the Rambam over here in Sherei Yud Beis does not say that. Because there's no Tuchalokim if what he's doing is nothing. Correct? It's very strange, you know, yeah, Doss and Yentz and everyone, you know, Gansa, the Gansa, they have a discussion back and forth about this, but there's no, they don't relate at all, because, Doss steht in Ram. I don't think it's incontrovertible. You want to say to me, maybe we'll find different Rams disagree with this, okay? But, you know, you have to miss Yachas to it. Well, you don't, do whatever you want. Now, in fact, you know, the Achrayim that you find in the Chaim Kinetsky in Bi'alocha, in Hilchos Bikurim Perigyud Chesdur Bafrish, that he took his medaktek from the word Dvov Kayomim, that there is some type of chalois with Afrosha. Okay? You can also quote, okay, I'm just trying to tell you that, but, you know, you see, all of a sudden, you read a few words. No, Megate, as they say, Yiddish, Megate Vaita. What did he say? No, it's Yiddish, I guess, and Shalom Yisrael. But, you know, what he's saying, and he's prepared to say that if you deny the Shayush, there'll be a separate mitzvah and minyan mitzvah for it's all Yiddish, I guess. So, something's going on. Shh. Gemon Chun. Kufal Amadal, a little bit וכן תונה הבחיה, שמונה ספקס נמרו, בגר ארבע לחיר וארבע לפטור. שמונה ספקס נמרו בגר, אוקיי? ארבע לחיר וארבע לפטור. רשס הגז והמתונס ופידין הבין ופידין פתח המור לפטור. Those are the four ספקס לפטור, אוקיי? Reish Hagez, Matonois, Pigin Abain Vipetachamo. Pigin Petachamo. Now, if there's some relationship between them, there's an amazing thing going on. Because, let me read to you about one of them. Rashi in Becheres, I mean in Bechun, on Kufal HaMadal HaMabez, Deo Mas Reish HaGez, Kol Hanach Kulo, Leiram Yisur Alayu, El Mamoino, Hilko Sveik on the Kulo. All these four is Sveik on the Kulo. Okay? Now he says, by Pidi Petach Amor, Kiriprishis Mafush Tle Vula Atzmai. Okay? So what do you do in Reish HaGez? Is the Hafrosha Vula Atzmo, or you don't do nothing? See, in a Suffolk, by a Pidyon Petach Amor, is a Hafrosha and a Pidyon Kilu Vula Atzmo. What happens in a Suffolk in Reish HaGez? If you're going to take it, then there's no Hafrosha. So it's nothing. Okay? Say that. They don't give anything to yourself. But if you're going to assume that there is something, maybe you have to be mafresh. Okay, this question, you know. Okay, let's continue. We'll see about more about this.
What's the case? It's a second gear. It's a gear. What's the case that there's a separation of the gear? Gear owns.
We can open the gear and see. I'm not. See, I want. Okay. I you know something, I just saw, the case I think is relevant, okay? We can go through the case, over the Gemara, over the, but I'm not interested in that now, okay? Because the point is that if it's a Suffolk Chiyuv, okay? Suffolk Chiyuv, the issue is, what do you do? Okay? And that's the question. Is the Sasha HaFrosh al Atzma? See, if the Mitzvah is HaFrosh, then it'll be HaFrosh al Atzma. But if it's no HaFrosh, it's nothing to do, it's only Chiyuv moment, okay? No Achayis. In the mitzvah, Sefer mitzvah Kuf Mem Dalad, okay, mitzvah Kuf Mem Dalad, I'm reading to you now, the translation I'm going to give you, okay, the translation I'm going to give you, Kapach translation, and if you look in the bottom, in Hillman's Tziunim, the Sefer Mitzvah Frankel, written by Hillman, and in those Tziunim, he also points that this is the proper translation. You look at the bottom, Kuf Lamed Daled, you'll see it clearly in the Tziunim. He says like this. The mitzvah is kuf mem dal. I'm sorry. Shinitztavinu hatzivui. Shinitztavinu lahafrish reishis hagez. V'litnoi lekoyin. V'omroi yisale reishis gez. Seincha titen li. Titen lo. Okay. I just don't get it, because it doesn't say mefurish in the Torah b'chal atzivui about hafro. I mean, what is when reish is gay seincha titein lo? So, you know, that's what it is. It is what it is. You know where this comes from, I can't tell you, but it's very clear that the Rambam, both over here in the Shurashim and in the Minyan, clearly says the mitzvah is lahafrish reishis hagez. Okay. However, in Minyan HaKotzer, in mitzvah sekuf mem dalet, litein reishis hagez lekoyein, shenemav reishis gez soncho titen loy. In the Minyan in reishis bikurim, it says like this. Litein vov. Litein loy reish sagez. In the Mishnah Teilin Nalochas, he says, in Perigura Bikur Maloch Aleph, Mitzah say Lite Lekoin Reishis Hagez Shenema Vreishis Geis Sarin Chotitein Loi. So it seems to be clear, that in Sefer Mitzvahs and in Sherish Yud Beis, he's taking like a double portion, there's a mitzvah of Mafrosha, and Minyan HaKotzer, and in Mishneh Torah, he doesn't talk about a mitzvah HaFrosha B'chlal. Even though you get the impression in Mishneh Torah there might be some meaning in the HaFrosha, in the words, Dvov Kayomim, but you don't know that if you would have been Moina Chalkalkia Mitzvah, that it would have been a separate mitzvah. That's the point. It's a very interesting thing. So if the mitzvah is Nesina, and Ki'ilu, the Hafrosh is only Hechatimsa to make a Nesina or something like that, so then the issue of Achrayis is a very positive thing, because I really didn't do anything. You know, the less Nesina the Hafrosh is, the more you understand the Achrayis. Now, and let's just go over again in Mishneh Torah, in Perigur Alocha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh Lite Lekoyin, Reish Zagez, Shenema V'Reish Zagez, Son Chotitein Loi, and then in the Hemshech Lashon in Perigur, there's not any Din Afrosha, but the whole Afrosha, the Hechatim to the Kayim Nesina, but we only had the problem, there's another problem in Alocha Tezvov. Besides the word of Dvov Kayomim, Halucha Tesvav is like this. Reish Sagez Mitzvoso Betchilo. V'im Hifrish Bein B'emsa Bein B'seif Yotza. What's mean Yotza? I mean, the Mamish, they don't. You know, if you're having a discussion about this, the Minchas Chinuch, you know, everyone says like a svara kilu, and not you have to misyachis and look at the Ram in the Shoshin. You have to see after this lachay is what he's been doing, because he says yotzer. The lashon yotzer is meira that there is something in this hafrosha also, and he doesn't do lachatchila. And it's only it's not astama hechatims the mekayim in the sina, but the hafrosha the chachal Hashem. It's not a raya that it's a chil from Chalki HaMitzvah, but that it's a Chal Hashem, it's a Raya. Correct? You have no Raya. The only Raya you have that it's a Chalik HaMitzvah is the Chvushtet in over here in the Shroshim and in Mitzvah, in Mitzvah, the Sefer Mitzvah in Kuf Mem Dalet. But in Mishneh Torah, even of a Raya that it's a Chal Hashem, from Dvov Kayomim and Yotza, you have no right, it's a chilek from the mitzvah. Okay? Just want to be honest with you what you have. But to start to dismiss and to say that Afrosh is nothing, I don't know if you can start to do that. You know, you can do that, you know. The Chazon Ish seems to do that, and so does the Minchas Chinuch, but I'm not clear exactly, you know, under what auspices they're doing, unless Kilu, you know, as the Gemara says in, excuse me, what the Gemara says in Yevomus, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rishi ben Padas, Shiyesh v'deris, Rosh v'bi Gavur, the Kilo, the Zokman. I mean, you know, you gotta look at the sources and say, it's Chais, I don't know, that's always brought up, Chais Kovit. Okay.
Can you say Yotza the Nesina?
He's not talking about the Nesina. You can say whatever you want. The Maisis I found like this, okay? Avchaim Kineski didn't let me down here. He, in Derech Amunah, in the Bir Halacha, he writes like this. I found this lady after I was writing this up, I put it there. This is a footnote. It's Sif Dibamaschal Mitzaseh, in Perigur Halacha Aleph. V'hine, Rabbeinu b'sefer mitzvah shirish yud beis, kosef v'gam kein, reish l'gegez, klal mitzvah hu, sh'nasno l'kain, k'mo sh'noitzi maisa rishon, sh'nasno l'levi. And klal ha-mitzvah, okay, that's the klal ha-mitzvah, okay. For Ramban kos v'shom, ava dvorm she'en u'tevim, g'goyim reish t'agez, matnos l'aviyon, u'matnos zor l'chayim v'akeva, lo nimne, elo nisin osam. V'gam kein pashtei d'kro, sh'lo nitztavinu behem, b'halom osam. Ava oma v'nosan, l'koyim l'zor l'chayim v'akeva, reish t'agez so'in klatitein le. V'enu mavorach wafo v'shosan klal. That's the Chayyus correct. We'll talk about this Ramban in Mitzvah Shem. I don't know what the Ksas Mashin is. I never in Bris, no such thing as Ksas. The state. I'm not ksas. I don't know what he wants ksas. Now you can say the stiras in the Shenis Ram doesn't point out all the different stiras, but to say it's only ksas mashma chol the state in Rambam, that's two halakim. The shail is how this fits beemes with the Rambam that the dominion of mitzvah, the dominion for Torah shebe ksav, and you have the mefurish in the Torah at the chatzivui. Who state in tzivui? Where does it say tzivui in Torah shebe ksav? In Reish HaGez, that's basically it. I don't know what's motivating the Rambam over here. That's the problem. V'rokeach sim et shil samach vov, kosev av trumas, truma v'Reish HaGez, ma tonoi se tzorch lahafrish mevorech. V'rokeach sokt, yaf de mit gebroch. Afrosh es Reish HaGez. Az es tein v'rokeach. Ma se sile sheish afrosh et matnes the matonis and reish ages, aber eino much, the ish lebe kamonis and tzorch lehurid, v'los eis l'koyin. I don't know how you read the words, but okay. For Rashi, kuf lamed zayin, aber alf, diva masa b'kdusha, kosa v'geiz nami, ein tzorch lehaktish, den kdusha chal olov, mash b'di ein tzorch kri Hashem. I don't know, it's ein tzorch lehaktish, I don't know exactly what that means, you should have to say kri Hashem, but okay. ולשייך בי קרי השם וזה לא כמו שתל ליאל בשיטס רשי אבל יש להם לכברות לקדוש שאין חל עליו אצל חדוס אוקטר קדוש שאין חל עליו שאין קודש אבל מום קרין חל עליו בקרי השם I don't know what's a פסקה של נטרס אבל חסס לא זוקטר ואין לושן המאירי בחור לקופלה מדבוב מבייס שכל זה ריש הגז אין בוי אלא אף ראש עושה So if that's a lochalosh, I'm ashkos of oy bezela kam melochas and be a loch alkalosh. Lochiri is what he's doing. Is this what they do in general? He's just going around. What do you find the lead? What are the other rishonim say? But he hasn't taken up the Rambam. And what does he say? Say for mitzvahs. And what does he go in the mitzvah in the mitzvah itself? He just all he calls shirish and beis, but doesn't have the steelers and lochonim in the Rambam. Okay, we say that. Right. So that's what I came up with over here.
What does he?
What?
Exacerbates the problem as opposed to giving a hezbro of what's going on.
He's not interested in giving hezbro of what's going on. He's just interested in telling the information that you know, and that's the information. What?
It's 9:00.
Okay. Okay. I wanted to finish. I do apologize. We're gonna have to pick up Bikurim. We're gonna have to pick up what's going on in Menachos. We have to pick up not on Bikurim. We have to pick up Maaseh Rishon. Bikurim, Maaseh Rishon. What's going on in Menachos? And then I'd like to really discuss the end. The grand finale is Agav Shitfe at the end of the thing. What is Agav Shitfe Omro? Chafetz Chaim, whatever it is, and how the Ram learns over here, and what's going on. We'll see this Bi'alochin, which is, we'll see the Bi'alochin, the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, we'll say that. Chuvis Chavis Yoye, I have a discussion of Geshen about this, we'll see. And Mitzvah Shem. I hope this year you want the shit to be the same time. You want it to be later next week? Okay.